Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's draft week. Aren't you excited? We are. Lots to get to, including your questions. So here we go. Question number one comes from Chris. With your best educated guess, do you see Rick moving us into the first round? Well, the Vikings, of course, don't have a first round pick this year because of the Sam Bradford trade. Rick Spielman was asked this question earlier in the week at his pre-draft press conference. He described it as an unlikely scenario, so I would say no, it's unlikely for the Vikings to move back up into the first round. It's a long way to go from 48 to the end of the first round. I don't think it'll happen, but you never know. Our next question comes from Halden. Do you envision someone on the roster sliding into Cordarrelle Patterson's role, or will the Vikings fill this vacancy through the draft? Well, remember, Cordarrelle was the best kickoff returner in the NFL and a wide receiver slash gadget player on offense. I don't know that the Vikings have a guy on the roster who can do both of those things. Maybe Jerick McKinnon can be that guy. I think he's got some good kickoff return ability, and of course he can play on offense. But when it comes to fulfilling this role, I think the Vikings can look to the draft to add a player like that. How about Carlos Henderson? He's an option in the draft as a guy who can play offense or return, or D.D. Westbrook, just to name two receivers. Many more options. It's one thing the Vikings could do this weekend. Our next question comes from Derek. With a big hole at weak side linebacker, why hasn't Rick Spielman brought in T.J. Watt for a visit or a private workout? Well, remember, we don't know that the Vikings haven't done that. The Vikings don't disclose all of their visits publicly, so they may be taking a very close look at T.J. Watt. Or not. We're not really sure. I'm not sure that the weak side linebacker spot is a big hole on the roster. The Vikings do have some guys on the roster who have a chance to step into that role, including Edmund Robinson and Emmanuel Lemur, and you never know about Kentrell Brothers, a rookie last year. So I wouldn't rule Watt out if he's on the board at 48, but I also wouldn't rule out those guys already on the roster. Ray has the next question. Why hasn't Matt Asiata been re-signed? Well, keep in mind, the Vikings do have a good core of running backs right now. They signed Latavius Murray in free agency. Jerick McKinnon comes back. And C.J. Ham is a young guy who showed some promise in the preseason. Now you have the draft coming up. It's a really deep running back class. So I wouldn't look at Asiata still being available as no team wants him. It might be Asiata waiting to see what happens in the draft and then him picking his spot. The next question comes from Jorge. How many people have shown up for the off-season workouts thus far? Well, per usual under Mike Zimmer, attendance very good at the off-season program. It's not mandatory, though, so the coaches aren't keeping track of who's here and who's not. But these players like to show up and work for Coach Zimmer, and that's a good thing. Our last question comes from Justin in Minneapolis. With the schedule now released, what is the best home game to attend and the best road game to attend? Interesting question, Justin, and we have a few opinions. Week one, of course, is a home game you're going to want to attend. Adrian Peterson coming back as a member of the Saints and opening the season on Monday Night Football at US Bank Stadium. That's can't-miss TV. If you can be in the building, you should. It will be electric. Road games, a few good options. The Vikings play in London in Week 8 against the Cleveland Browns. That will obviously be a cool experience. It was back in 2013 when the Vikings beat the Steelers. If you want to wait until week 13, you can go to Atlanta and watch them as they play in their brand new stadium. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to open this season. The Vikings play there later in the season. But the one I would choose, week 2 at Pittsburgh. Heinz Field, one of the best atmospheres in the NFL. It's tough to go there and win, but it's fun to try, and it's even more fun to see. I would recommend you go and see that. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. But it's draft week. That means it's a busy week. We're going to be in Philadelphia for the first round of the draft. And when the first round is over, we'll have another Pick 6 for you as we answer some of your questions as the Vikings get ready to head into the second and third rounds on Friday. So make sure you don't miss that. And make sure you don't miss all of our other coverage during draft week, including lots of cool stuff from the actual NFL draft in Philadelphia. Please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. And you could be involved in the next edition of the Pick 6.